Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Dragon Snails. Item Number, SCP-111. Object Class, Safe. Special Containment Procedures. All specimens of SCP-111 in captivity are housed at Site-19 in a 5x5x5 meter plexiglass enclosure containing a temperate forest habitat transplanted from its natural surroundings. Habitat temperature will be maintained at 30 degrees Celsius. Feeding is to take place weekly by personnel placing 3 kilograms of iceberg lettuce into the containment chamber. Water is to be supplied by an automatic misting system, which regulates humidity levels at 50%, both for water required by SCP-111 and to prevent fires. In event of SCP-111 specimens breeding, personnel are to collect all eggs and transport them to the Biological Studies Wing for freezing. Description: SCP-111 is an apparently artificial species of invertebrate vaguely resembling snails. Adult species of SCP-111 are approximately 20 centimeters in length, 12 centimeters in width, and 15 centimeters in height, although exact size differs slightly between specimens. SCP-111 specimens differ from ordinary snails in that they have a warm-blooded metabolism, complex eyes, small horns consisting of cartilage-ridged tentacles, apparently increased intelligence. Personnel are requested to read test log for examples, and a complex vertebrate-type jaw structure. As well, specimens lay eggs possessing hardened shells. Most abnormally, SCP-111 specimens possess small hollow sacs below their lower jaws, containing methane from digestive byproducts, a series of along the inside of a trachea serves as a lighter, igniting stored methane as the specimen exhales, blowing a small jet of flame from its mouth. Said fire breathing generally occurs in event of stress or anger, although it is not apparently used deliberately for destruction, but rather as a warning. This is presumably due to the limited size of methane sacs, which limits SCP-111 specimens in the amount of fire they can exhale at a time, and both requiring time and starch food to refuel. SCP-111's behavior is inconsistent with that of ordinary snail species, including whistling and hooting vocalizations easily audible to humans, high intellect seen in such tests as and parents caring for their young. Hatchlings have been observed imprinting on their parents, other members of their own species, or researchers. This is presumed to be a deliberate trait based on document 111-A, as it means that hatchlings imprint upon owners. History on a package containing 12 SCP-111 eggs and document 111-A was mailed to a Foundation Front organization. Mobile Task Force Alpha-4 have proven unable to locate the sender of said package. Document 111-A. New from Dr. Wondertainment. Dragon snails, trademarked. The perfect pets for the fantasy-loving child. Care and hatching instructions. 1. Having read this document, take the eggs out of a box. Be careful, dragon snail eggs are fragile. 2. Put the eggs in a warm, safe place and wait 7 to 10 days. Hold your newly hatched dragon snails so they get a good look at you and think you're their mommy. 4. Enjoy your new pet dragon snails. To feed your dragon snails, give your new little friend some raw veggies, lettuce, Brussels sprouts, beans, any sort of salad stuff you don't want. Remember to give them water, a small glass each, once a day. For your enjoyment, dragon snails come in 6 types. Breed them for unique pets. Types: slimy bellies, adorable and oozy little fellows with awesome fire engine, red colored skin, little black horns and belly, and a speckled tan shell. Beautiful robin's egg blue eggs. 2. Ooze drakes. Inquisitive little creatures with neat banana colored skins, curly horns, and striped shells. Pale tan eggs like a chicken. 3. Guiverns. Dark blue-gray skin, flattened shells, and a bumpy horned head make guiverns look like tiny sea monsters. Eggs are a fantastic glassy green color. 4. Blobworms. Green and gold stripes, pointy shells, and a single horn, not to mention fuzzy tails, makes blobworms wonderful pets. Eggs are tan with a silver tint. 5. Glow drakes. New from Dr. Wondertainment, these little fellows may look like blue-black slimy bellies until they light up. That's right, glow drakes glow in the dark. Eggs are a golden color with little red dots. 6. Gunky verns. Chubby, green-skinned, and dome-shelved, gunky verns make great pets. Eggs are transparent, so you can see the baby dragon snail inside. Parental notice. As Dr. Wondertainment's dragon snails breathe fire, they have been known to cause house fires. For maximum playtime fun and safety, it is recommended that fire extinguishers be kept handy. Despite this, Dr. Wondertainment is not legally, morally, or financially responsible for any injuries, death, or property damage resulting from the unsafe use of dragon snails or any other Dr. Wondertainment products. By reading this document and incubating your dragon snail eggs, you agree to all said terms and forfeit your right to lawsuits, organized boycotts, protests, honor duels, etc. Enjoy your purchase! Thank you for listening. Intro music for this episode was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Additional music was from Mayu. Level 2 patrons or higher get early, ad-free episodes. There is also a form linked in the show notes where you can request to have a particular SCP read. Leaving a review, rating, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.